First, the letter.
Dear WXXI, I am Liza, an almost 10-year-old.
Every morning, Liza's mom listens to Morning Edition in the car. Liza says she doesn't mind listening to the news, but
there's always something bad going on. I wish they could play something happy. So the question is, can you? Would you spend a whole day of just happy news, or of bad news, happy solutions? If you did, I would round up all my church friends to hear.
Liza writes, the bad news is kind of depressing.
So it would make me happy to hear good news, and would lighten up other people too. I know you're really busy, but it would really be a big favor. Thanks, Liza. P.S. If you send yes, would I get an interview?
That last request? Well, I get dozens of those in my mailbox every single day. But for some reason, I felt as if putting this one aside would surely mean my heart is two sizes too small. So I asked Liza to come into our studios. Whose idea was it to write this letter?
Mostly mine, but Mom encouraged it.
Have you ever done something like this before? Have you written any other letters that you hoped would make the world
better? Not really, no.
Why do you think reporters spend so much time on sad or bad news?
I guess it just gives them a good idea of what's going on, and a lot of bad things are going on. It's sad because, you know, like murders, people die, and car crashes, people get injured or they can die. And Hurricane Irene really did some damage.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's hard to find good news?
Not really, if you really look.
Can you think of some good things that are happening in your neighborhood or community that would be good news?
Yeah, also, this is not necessarily in my community, but Jane Goodall is working on chimpanzee orphanages and trying to replant trees, things like that.
So there are a lot of people doing good things for animals and the environment. Is that a good place to look?
Uh-huh.
Any other ideas?
Things like if on the radio, this is probably very unlikely, but if they said they found a cure for, like, leukemia or cancer, that would really, really be great.
So good news about people's health, making people feel better or live longer would be a good place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if a cure isn't found, I know there are a lot of people working towards cures.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on what would be good news?
Like, sometimes when you walk into a shop, they have little, like, stands with pictures of people that have leukemia or cancer, and then you slip a quarter into the slot and it goes toward helping those people. That's a good thing.
News about people helping other people?
Yeah.
Is good news?
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you that everyone in the newsroom really, really, really liked your letter, and they have decided to do a whole series about good news that's going to run between Christmas and New Year's on WXXI. How do you feel about that?
That's good news.
And so we bring you a series we're calling Liza's Letter.
It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
This is our gift to you this holiday season. We hope it brings you joy. From all of us at WXXI News, I'm Julie Phillip.
Christmas Day is in our grasp.